But right now, we're going to focus our attention on technology. Coming up on 20 to 8 with Fevzi Turkalp, the man they call the Gadget Detective. How are you, Fevzi?
Morning. Good, thank you.
Now, I know you have a gadget of the week. Can we do that last, Fevzi?
Because yeah, I want to get into I've put it last already, even though I emailed it to you first.
You're a top man. I mean, we should sort these things out in advance. I'm sorry. But anyway, the biggest news story in tech of the week, I suspect, was the Virgin Media router hack. And they were asking, I read the news, and it was in the news yesterday or the day before, wasn't it? They were asking customers to change their passwords. But you think this may go further than just them?
Yeah, exactly. So for those that aren't aware, it was found, which magazine found that these particular routers issued by Virgin Media called the Superhub 2, the current model is the Superhub 3, it has weak passwords in it by default. And the reason why that's a problem is there's almost a million of them out there. So some 900,000 users are potentially affected by this. So when Virgin Media sent them out, it sent them out with default passwords for both access to the router to be able to change the settings, which is a very important password, but also for the Wi-Fi.
And of course, most people, and I have to say I'm just as guilty as anybody else, whatever company we're with, we tend to just leave those settings as they are.
Yeah, and we should not. I mean, in this case, it was particularly bad because they sent it out with a password that was only 8 characters long and all lowercase letters. And what that means is that that's relatively easy to crack. If you run a computer which tries to intrude into tries one possible password after another, that program will crack an 8 character password within 2 or 3 days. And all you need to do is just, run it against that. So if you wanted to hack someone's router, it's very easy to do. As the number of characters in the password increases, as you get lowercase, uppercase numbers, sometimes special characters like, squiggles and angle brackets and whatever, if they're allowed, then that becomes, instead of several days, it becomes the age of the universe to try and crack with a normal computer.
Mm. Now, this is the silliest question that you've been asked this morning, but I'm the man to ask it. Why does it matter? If your router is hacked, what can they do?
Okay, so all the internet traffic that runs into your home or your office or the data that goes back out again, i.e. everything that you do over the internet passes through that router. And if someone has got access to the master password that allows them all the settings, it even allows them to install software on the router. Don't forget, a router is a low-powered, dedicated computer that does this specific job of routing internet traffic to your devices. So once that's done, they can spy on everything. They can reconfigure everything. They can lock you out of their router, your own router, if they want to. But just imagine that it's the equivalent of tapping a telephone line at that point. Everything that goes through there, they can look at, they can study, they can make copies of any websites that you access, any confidential emails or other information being received or being sent. They have it all.
So it's a much more comprehensive intrusion than just getting into perhaps one of your email addresses.
Well, getting into one of your email addresses is
well, that's bad enough, yeah.
Well, I think it arguably worse, because when they do that, but of course one can lead to the other, by the way, but when someone has control of your email address, that means that all the internet services that you've signed up to can have their passwords reset. When you forget a password, you can click on forgot password and they send you an email to reset the password, yes? So if someone has access to your email account, they could go to, your Amazon account or your bank account or your credit card account and say, I forgot my, because they've got access to your email, so they can do that. I forgot.
So they can take over those things, point taken. But yeah, what we're saying about this router thing to do with Virgin Media is that companies may be affected.
Yeah, so other companies, Virgin were singled out here, but this is not a problem that only affects Virgin. Others have sent out weak passwords, and even if the passwords are not weak, sometimes they're just standardized and selected only from a few options and weak in another way. So the answer to this is change the passwords. There's at least two passwords on a router. There's the password that controls all the settings on the router. You want to change that password. And then there's the Wi-Fi password. Sometimes there's one or two of those. Again, change those. Just change them and change them, from time to time. I know it's a pain, but it's one of the keys to the kingdom, so you want to protect it.
You know, it's the thing that's making being out there online, which is so essential to all of us, very difficult these days. Now, as you know, I had problems with my main email address this week, and if I have problems with my main email address, I liaise with all sorts of people, producers and people like that, and all sorts of stuff goes through my main email address.
Sure.
Problems with it this week, I wasn't receiving some, so I set up for myself a Gmail temporary address. And one of the first things I noticed was that I was getting ads on my emails. So yeah. There's a story about Gmail and ads this week.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, one of the ways in which Google serves ads to you through your emails is it has computer programs that scan the contents of your email. So if I send you a text, an email rather, via Gmail, and I say to you, I'm thinking of going on holiday soon, maybe to Spain, or the Algarve or whatever, then I'll start getting adverts for holidays to Spain and the Algarve. And the way they do that is they scan the contents. Now, Google have now said that it's going to abandon the policy of scanning user email for the purpose of targeting advertising. It will still include advertising, and it will target it using what they already know about you from services like YouTube and search.
So they're already checking you. So can we feel much more comfortable that they are not intruding?
Well, no. I mean, Google's,
not really.
Google's business model is to intrude, and you know, it's interesting because they have a commercial Gmail service, and they don't get targeted emails by virtue of scanning. So it comes back to this saying, you know, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. Now, this is Gmail's. Well, it's isn't it true? Look, and the only reason they're stopping this now is to put the mind of their corporate customers at rest, that they will not have their contents of their corporate email scanned. And to do that, they're going to stop scanning everyone's emails. But it's really just to put the minds at rest of the people who are paying them money. So all right. In all other respects, you are the product, and don't ever forget it.
All of these things are a double-edged sword. We want to be able to send people email and get instant messages out there, but there is a price to be paid even if you're not paying money. Finally, the gadget of the week, which is the universal tablet holder. It looks like a little clip.
Yeah, so it is. It's what's what it is. It's from Filofax, which is interesting.
Ooh, remember them, yes.
They've come into the modern age. Well, they still make all the paper products and so forth, but they make this thing called the AnyTab 360, and it's spelled ENI, tab, as in tablet, and 360 because you can rotate it 360 degrees. So in use, imagine it's like an upside-down V-shaped, but the top of the V has a variable angle, so it will go almost flat, 140 degrees, or it will go to 0 degrees. And on one of the arms of that upside-down V, you've got a circular pad, which uses something called microsuction technology. What that means is you peel it off, you press it against the clean back of your tablet, and it sticks. But if you want to reposition it or you get a new tablet, you can edge it off. It comes with this little tool that looks like a credit card. Just edge it off, clean the surface of the tab, let it dry, and then you can stick it again to another tablet. So it has that benefit because a lot of these things stick once and mess up your tablet when you remove it.
I bought some speaker stands like that. I have a pair of speakers which are called BBC LS35As, very famous speakers these. They were made for me. And I thought, oh, I'll buy the latest speaker stands. They have these glued things underneath. And you know what? It's been 25 years or more, and I still can't get the stickers off.
Yeah, so, and you know, you don't want to be sticking something to the back of your iPad that's going to leave some sort of icky residue.
So I'm glad they've thought of that. Okay, so how many stars does this thing get?
So 3.5. So basically what you can do is you can put it flat into a sort of almost slightly tilted up reading position. It will rotate into portrait and landscape mode, or you can just prop it up like a teepee and have it almost at any angle. So that's it. It comes in two sizes, small for less than 8.4 inches and large for more than 8.4 inch tablets. I've given it 3.5 stars out of 5, also known as 70%.
And it's called
the AnyTab, ENI Tab 360 Universal Tablet Holder. It's on the Filofax website, and it's £14.99.
Filofax. Do you remember when we all had Filofaxes, Fevzi?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
And they're good. There's a lot to be said for paper still, I have to tell you.
Back in my days at Independent Radio News.
I still run paper and electronic diaries.
Very wise. And you're the technology man. How confident should that make us feel? Fevzi, thank you for that. Fevzi is the gadget detective. If people want to connect with you, how do they do that?
Come and say hello on Twitter @GadgetDetective.
Fevzi, this is going to be a first for you. Can you just say these words for me?
Zoom.
This is Fat Zoom Larry's and Fat band. Larry's. Thank you. Just say it again.
This is Zoom and Fat Larry's band. Zoom.